The diversity of wildlife in California means that farmers and ranchers across the state face a variety of predators that threaten their livestock.
The northwestern portion of the state, Humboldt and Del Norte. If you look central California, maybe around Kern County, we have a lot of problems with bears, Tulare County, Fresno County. And then in Southern California, we're always dealing with coyote issues.
Mark Kenyon is a senior environmental specialist with the State Fish and Wildlife Department's Wildlife Investigations Lab. He was one of the featured speakers at the Living with Wildlife workshop in Hopland, which took a more localized focus.
We're trying to provide options to local residents and anyone else who's interested in wildlife management in the local Mendocino area. Inform them about what possibilities exist for coexisting with wildlife.
Trapping and killing predators has become increasingly costly and controversial, especially in Mendocino County. So the workshop program also offered a session on non-lethal measures to protect livestock. That was presented by Pamela Flick from the Defenders of Wildlife Office in Sacramento. She suggested a series of ideas and tools that ranchers might use.
Reducing attractants, such as removing dead animal carcasses from the range so that predators and scavengers are not attracted to those areas. Husbandry practices, such as herding techniques and different grazing strategies. And there's also light and noise devices that scare off predators.
Having a diversified toolbox is essential for ranchers, adds Kenyon.
Everybody's property is different. And what might work on one side of the fence might not be a strategy that would work on the other side of the fence, which is why it's important for everybody to hear everybody's viewpoint. The trick is trying to figure out how to apply some of these techniques and learn what does work and what doesn't work.
And that may mean rethinking some operational processes.
Maybe even modifying some of the livestock husbandry practices, where your lambing areas are relative to where your coyote problems occur. Maybe it's something just as simple as moving a pasture or using livestock protection dogs. But ultimately, it's up to whatever's going to work for a long-term sustainable situation on that chunk of ground.
Incidents of livestock predation are not regularly tracked, and they're often reported to local law enforcement rather than CDFW. Improving that is one of the goals behind the department's new Wildlife Watch program, which Kenyon outlined at the workshop.
It's a community-level program where people monitor these situations and provide useful feedback to all the departments as well as the local community. We're rolling that out in Southern California, trying to work on the coyote issue that's currently going on down there.
Carnivores, from foxes to bears and mountain lions, are all part of California's ecosystems, Flick says. The challenge for ranchers is to find ways to succeed alongside them.
Coexistence is key, and we at Defenders have worked for many years on increasing tolerance through the use of non-lethal tools and methods to reduce conflicts between livestock and predators.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.